This is Elva with the Nonprofit Spotlight, and joining me today is Lillian Aponte, the Acting Deputy Director of the Florence Immigrant and Refugee Rights Project. Thanks for joining me today, Lillian.
Hi, Elva. Thanks so much for having me. I'm so grateful to have this opportunity to be speaking with you.
Well, I'm very excited to have folks learn about the Florence Project. Can you start by telling us what the organization's vision is?
Yes, the Florence Project's vision is to ensure that all immigrants facing removal have access to counsel, understand their rights under the law, and are treated fairly and humanely.
And what is the mission of the Florence Project?
Our mission is to provide free legal and social services to detained adults and unaccompanied children facing immigration removal proceedings here in Arizona. And our team of lawyers, legal assistants, and social workers provide these services every day. Really isn't a public defender system in immigration court. So this means that immigrants, even children, have to represent themselves in immigration court if they can't afford an attorney. And the Florence Project aims to close that gap.
Lillian, I know that the Florence Project has various programs for children and adults. Can you tell me more about those programs?
Our organization has several programs. We have an adult program, and we also have a children's program. We also have a social services program, and we have an advocacy team. All of these programs work in concert to provide services to men, women, and children in immigration detention.
And how do these programs function?
Sure. Our adult program provides weekly presentations to men and women scheduled for immigration court, covering basic rights, legal processes, and common forms of immigration relief. Our adult program additionally provides individualized interviews and follow-up visits to train detained immigrants on how to represent themselves. And the adult program also places cases with pro bono attorneys for direct representation, whether those attorneys are in-house as part of our organization or are attorneys with whom the Florence Project collaborates within our community.
That's very informative. There's been so much happening around immigration right now. And additionally, we have the COVID-19 crisis to deal with. Can you tell me what is currently at the forefront of the work that the Florence Project is engaging in?
A particular concern are the detention conditions and significant health risks that immigrant men and women are facing right now in immigration detention centers. And we're also concerned about the closure of the southern border, which has led to the expulsion of asylum seekers, including unaccompanied children. With respect to immigration detention conditions today, the reality is that COVID-19 is spreading like wildfire in the adult detention centers, specifically in Eloy and in La Palma. And these detention centers are severely understaffed right now because guards and other staff members have been falling ill with COVID-19.
So how are your clients dealing with that right now?
Clients report that because the facilities are understaffed, they are locked in their cells basically all day and only let out for a few hours. The food is just white bread and ham or bologna, which is sometimes rotted, for three meals a day. Right now, it's virtually impossible for our clients who are in quarantine to call us or their families. They often have to choose between making a phone call or taking a shower during the short period of time that they are able to be out of their cells, that have been forced to clean the COVID-infected facility. They also say it's impossible to practice physical distancing in detention, and they don't have access to proper PPE or soap or hot water. The reality is that conditions are dire, and the Florence Project attorneys have been working to advocate for the release of detained immigrants, starting with people with medical conditions. And we've so far been able to secure the release of at least 50 immigrant men and women, and continue to fight and trying to get vulnerable men and women in immigration detention released.
Lillian, thank you for sharing the important and timely work that the Florence Immigrant and Refugee Rights Project is doing. How can folks find out more about the Florence Project?
Please visit us on our website at www.ferp.org. We also have a Facebook and Twitter account, and you can follow us at Florence Project. And we also have an Instagram account, which you can follow at the_Florence Project.
Thank you so much. My name is Elva. This is the Nonprofit Spotlight, and I've been talking with Lillian Aponte, the Acting Deputy Director of the Florence Immigrant and Refugee Rights Project. Lillian, thanks so much for joining me on KXE.
Elva, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Support for the Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona, For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community, connecting people with causes and transforming the vision for our community into meaningful charitable impact, inspiring donors now and forever. More information at cfsaz.org or 520-770-0800.